KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. It takes a lot to pull a law school student away from studying for final exams, but as KQED's Mina Kim reports, dozens of UC Hastings Law School students took time to watch the Proposition 8 proceedings.
It was the historic nature of the case that brought first-year student Matt Tonner to the campus auditorium, where school officials were piping in C-SPAN's live coverage of the proceedings.
This could be a landmark case in civil rights and constitutional issues, and I was expecting to only spare 2 hours from studying for finals, and I ended up sparing 2.5, but I think it was well worth it.
Law students are very jealous of every second when it's finals week, but third-year student Yumi Nam says she made the exception for the rare chance to watch a legal star in action.
Ted Olson's arguments, that was pretty exciting to watch. And, I mean, just watching the justices just give him that moment to speak his piece was pretty amazing.
Student Evan Winnett says watching the proceedings makes things he learned in class come alive.
The thing that's sort of most profound and new for most law students, and certainly for me, is seeing how much some of the fine details of procedure come to be fundamental to how things ultimately work out, and that you can effectively win some cases entirely through procedure.
These are all issues we teach in constitutional law, and here it is being played out for them in a real case, and a case they care about.
UC Hastings law professor Rory Little says the case has presented a rare teachable moment, and students feel a real personal connection to the issues.
Some of their classmates are gay or transgendered. They're interested in being married. I had students last year who were married during the window period. Yes, it's very personal when somebody who you sit next to is actually going through this.
Many students said they see same-sex marriage as their generation's civil rights issue. I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.
San Mateo Assemblyman Jerry Hill wants PG&E to be more forthright with its emergency plans in case of another San Bruno-style disaster. Hill introduced a bill yesterday that would require utilities to share their plans with local police and fire departments. Utilities would also have to prioritize repairs to pipelines, putting the ones that are closer to fault lines at the top of the list. Pending federal legislation would require automatic pipeline shutoff valves and would increase inspections of those lines. The Google executive responsible for the Android mobile software admits the company's first phone was a little too ambitious. Speaking at a conference in San Francisco, Andy Rubin said the Nexus One did not meet expectations. Google offered the Nexus One as an unlocked device that users could take to the service provider of their choice. But since there are more than 150 providers worldwide, Rubin said eventually the company decided to just focus on the software. In sports, the Sharks beat the Red Wings 5-2. The Kings lost to the Clippers 98-91. Warriors play the Mavericks tonight. The Heisman Trophy nominees were announced yesterday. Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck is among them. The award goes out on Saturday. Also, the Oakland A's failed to reach an agreement with Japanese pitcher Hisashi Iwakuma. He will stay in Japan. But Oakland is negotiating with Hideki Matsui. He was a free agent after 7 years with the New York Yankees and 1 year with the Angels. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in cardiovascular care. StanfordHospital.org.